This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India stands firmly and with full conviction with Israel in the fight against terrorism. In a first-ever address to Israeli Parliament, Knesset, by an Indian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi delivered a powerful message of solidarity with Israel, asserting that terrorism anywhere threatens peace everywhere. In his landmark speech, which received a huge applause by Israeli parliamentarians on a number of occasions, Mr. Modi showed India's strong resolve to combat terrorism with full force.
Nothing can justify terrorism. India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. We have consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards.
The Prime Minister has been conferred with the Speaker of the Knesset Medal in recognition of his exceptional contribution to strengthening strategic relations between India and Israel. Mr. Modi is the first leader to receive this medal, which is the highest honour of the Knesset, the Israeli Parliament. The award was conferred by Knesset Speaker Amir Ohana after Prime Minister Modi's address at the Israeli Parliament. Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, will pay an official visit to India from tomorrow until 2nd of March. This will be Prime Minister Carney's first official visit to India. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Prime Minister Carney will arrive in Mumbai on the 27th of this month. Over the next 2 days, he will participate in separate business engagements, interact with Indian and Canadian CEOs, industry and financial experts, innovators, educators, as well as Canadian pension funds based in India. Prime Minister Carney will arrive in New Delhi on 1st of March. The next day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Canadian Prime Minister will hold delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have paid tributes to the great revolutionary freedom fighter Veer Savarkar on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, "Veer Savarkar dedicated his life to freeing the country from the shackles of slavery." He said the freedom fighter's personality and achievements will continue to inspire every generation to serve the nation.
Samvedanshil kavi hone ke saath saath ye sahasik krantikari bhi the. Kavita aur kranti dono ko saath lekar chale. Ye Veer Savarkar hi the jinhone nirbhay hokar likha ki 1857 mein jo kuch bhi hua wo koi vidroh nahi tha balki azadi ki pehli ladai thi.
The Election Commission has issued notification for biennial polls for 37 Rajya Sabha seats of 10 states. Nominations can be filed from today till 5th of March. Polling will be held on the 16th of next month. 7 seats in Maharashtra, 6 seats in Tamil Nadu, 5 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, 4 seats in Orissa, 3 seats in Assam, 2 seats each in Telangana, Chhattisgarh and Haryana, and 1 seat in Himachal Pradesh are falling vacant. In Chhattisgarh, 2 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. 3 rifles and other weapons and ammunition have been recovered from the spot. District Superintendent of Police, Dr. Jitendra Yadav, said a joint team of the security forces had launched a search operation after receiving information about the presence of Maoists in the Indravati River area of Bijapur. During the operation, the Maoists ambushed the security team and opened fire on the security personnel. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand defeated Sri Lanka by 61 runs in their Group 2 Super 8 clash at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. With this win, New Zealand have moved one step closer to the semi-finals. Sri Lanka were knocked out, though they still have one match to play. Today, West Indies will take on South Africa in the Super 8 Group 1 at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. In another match, India will face Zimbabwe in the Super 8 Group 1 at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.